This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm so happy you could join us. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, we're getting some updates on this. It's the French, the British, and the Americans, obviously. And they're specifically, they're not carpet, this isn't the carpet bombing of the 70s. By the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. This isn't the carpet bombing of the 70s. They are specifically, strategically looking at,
military research
facilities. Military research facilities and development facilities. So it's not like they're bombing train stations. You know what I'm saying? This is very, very, very targeted. Pastor David Haig is going to join me after the first break. I've got a lot of things I want to talk to that man about. One of them, for sure, is this one. So the U.S. Navy now has again nixed the idea of atheist chaplains. What do you think of that, huh? I always find this interesting. So there was a certain group that was actually pushing, asking, and trying to force the Navy into appointing atheist chaplains. I mean, what is your last right as an atheist chaplain? From worms you came, from worms you go? I mean, so what do you say to somebody? I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of the atheist people, but if you're a religious person, if you're a Christian or a Jew or what have you, and your last heartbeats are happening on that bed, I'm not really comforted by an atheist chaplain. There's no way. And if you're an atheist and there's a chaplain, ask for nobody. It's basically the same thing. Ask for another atheist to come to your bedside. And I'm not making fun. I'm not trying to be mean. Right? The Navy has rejected the application of Jason Heap, a doctor of theological history, him having obtained such a degree at Oxford University in Great Britain. He is not, however, related to the Uriah Heap, the Charles Dickens character distinguished by his humility, right? He is totally different. Mr. Heap sued in 2014 and again this year to require the Navy to appoint him to the chaplaincy. And to his point, to recognize him as a secular humanist, presumably on his dog tag, thereby recognizing secular humanism or atheism as a legitimate faith. The Navy was about ready to make the appointment after the chaplain appointment and retention eligibility advisory group recommended to the chief naval operations to do so. Right? But 67 members of Congress, 22 senators, 45 congressmen from both parties urged the Navy not to make the appointment. Wow, somebody actually had a spine? Is that what happened? Right? I don't know if I'm buying it. But here's the thing. See, this is why I keep saying the left makes up the definitions as they go, and I can prove it. The definition of a chaplain is a member of the clergy attached to a private chapel, institution, ship, branch of the armed forces. Right? But a member of the clergy, what clergy is he a member from? Look, you guys can't have it both ways. When I write and talk about atheism as being a religion or a religious belief, you tell me that's wrong. You can't do that. You can't say that. It's not true, Joe. Well, but if you want to be a chaplain technically and traditionally has always been someone who's part of a clergy. Do you have an atheist church, First Church of Nothing? I mean, I'm just kind of being funny here, but what is the church? What do you teach at the church? Are you ordained through the church? Just trying to understand. Without a belief in a transcendent and with a vowed opposition to religion itself, the lawmakers wrote, an individual cannot fulfill the mission and duties of a chaplain. This would seem to be self-evident, but nothing is nothing in America is self-evident anymore. Nothing in the U.S. is going to make sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know, this is some real crazy stuff going on, right? Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, a Republican and member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, led the opposition to the appointment. Again, how does one who believes in absolutely nothing comfort someone who does believe in something? What's the dying last words the chaplain's going to give to a Christian guy?
Bye.
Hope. You might be right, and you might not. Have a nice trip. Really? We'll take a very quick call because I'm pretty much out of time. David, you're on the show. Hey,
yeah, how are you?
You got about a minute and a half, so I'd talk fast if I was you.
Well, let's see how I can do it. First thing, I heard you talking about atheists, and if you go to the Latin root, atheism, so it's not against God, it's or not believing in God, it's against organized religion. And there could be any number of different people.
David, you need to have a class and teach the average atheist that he's not against God or doesn't believe in anything. So,
like I say, that's technically what it is. And the second thing I heard in the last hour, picking on kids. You know, you're older than 30. Imagine you being a 17 or 18 year old kid, and you got the entire news media, you know, picking on you in particular.
Yep.
You're asking for trouble for generations in the future if you are seen as picking on kids.
You know what? No. Stop that. Correcting a child, correcting somebody who's totally off, is not picking on a kid. We're so afraid to set our young people straight or to give them a difference of opinion or tell them they're wrong, you're allowing them to run rampant. And that young man was wrong. We got to go for a break. I'll pick you up under this. Well, you can call back in the third hour. We're clean then. I'll talk to you later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Hague will join me after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Well, that's all fun. We usually do.
All right.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And no, for some of you who got upset, I didn't hang up on the last caller. We've got a clock we have to follow. We have computers that kick in and will kick you off. So we do what we have to do. To get the show done, and our heart, I know some of you, your eyeballs are going to pop, and I'm okay with this. Our hearts and prayers go out to those that are now fighting over in Syria. I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment. I don't know how the president came up with the reason why he did this. He does have the French and the Brits on his side, but we just need to pray for their protection. We need to pray that as little damage is done to civilians as possible, But again, it is taking effect now. It is happening in Syria, and our hearts and prayers go out to the people that have to be in the middle of all that. All right. So, you know, earlier this week, and I do it on a regular basis, we talk about millennials and where they're at. And you heard earlier this week, we had a millennial expert on the show, and she said the biggest thing going on with millennials today is that they no longer trust the adults in the room. They no longer trust their parents. They no longer trust, you know, even professors or experts. They trust each other. Now, I want you to think about that. Millennials, young people that trust each other, they haven't really had the experience, life experience they need to be able to make decisions. To me, to Joe Messina, you guys may have a different take on this, that is very scary. And I read earlier what David Hogg said, and he is not David Haig, he's something different, but what David Hogg had said, the young man running around on CNN after the shootings, and it's not put down by the young people. They agree with him to a big deal. So I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me. I always enjoy when he's on the show with me. He's a straight shooter, especially when it comes to the Word of God. He's not one of those, well, forgive me for saying this about you, Pastor, but you're not one of those foo-foo guys. You'll lay it out the way it is, and we have to deal with it. And I like that. I mean, I want you to give me the meat so I can decide what to do with it. So thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate it.
Well, Joe, I think you're a straight shooter. Everybody who listens to you knows that, and that's why they do it. So if I'm a straight shooter, then I'm just classed with you. I'm good with that.
Hey, you're a gutsy man. So I know you didn't hear the first segment, but I think you'll get a chuckle out of this before we move into the main part here, is that the Navy, again, for the second time, nixed having atheist chaplains. And there is one guy in particular, Mr. Heap, that keeps suing them and going after the Navy to actually have atheist chaplains. I looked up the word chaplain, and I read it online, which is basically you have to be a clergy member. Now, I'm in a real bad position here because I keep telling atheists you do have a faith, you do have a belief system, and then when they call in or they send me emails, they say, oh, no, we have nothing to do with God. We don't have a faith. We don't have a belief system. So, therefore, in my feeble little uneducated mind, you can't be a chaplain. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, you know, atheism comes from two Greek words, theism or theos is the Greek word for God. When you put an alpha, an A in front of it, you have what's called an alpha privative. It negates it. So if you are moral but you don't want to be moral, you put an A in front of it, it's amoral. Okay? If you're a theist, but someone says, no, I don't believe there is anything such as theism, the belief in God, you put an A in front of it, you become an atheist. So atheism is, by its very nature, just known for what it doesn't believe. It doesn't believe that there is a God. It doesn't believe in the supernatural. And so, you know, if a clergy, a cleric, comes, is the idea of someone who is a religious leader, because they believe that there is a supernatural power of some kind. That's why you can have Buddhist clergy, you can have Christian clergy, you can have all kinds of different clergy, but they all speak about a belief in a higher power, a supernatural God. So, I mean, I'm a pastor, and we have had some guys in our church who became chaplains, and they had to be licensed by a recognized religious group that is, you know, licensed and has their 501c3 license and everything, and you got to be either licensed or ordained to become a chaplain.
Right.
So if you're not part of a recognized group, you can't be a chaplain.
Well, and again, I get a kick out how some people want to change the words as they go so that it suits their meaning. All right, so I brought you on to talk about some of the issues that are going on with the young people, where their minds are at, and the fact that the more and more millennial experts that I have on, the more and more they keep telling me that one of the biggest problems that a guy like me has with millennials, and probably a guy like you as well, is that they don't trust older folks, that they don't believe us in us and have faith in us or trust in us. And David Hogg put out a piece that got a whole bunch of likes, and a lot of young people are on his side when he talks about things like this, and I won't use the foul language. He put out a piece that said, when your old butt parent is like, I don't know how to use an iMessage, you look at them and say, just give me the blankety-blank phone and let me handle it. Sadly, That's what we have to do with our government. Our parents don't know how to use anything, basically, is what he said. So yeah. We're seeing more and more of this, is that we're being put down for what we don't know, and they should be allowed to run everything. Scares me. I don't know about you.
Well, I think the thing is, it's the ultimate selfishness. The ultimate end, if you are purely selfish, you don't think anybody else matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 60s, after the Vietnam War, what we found ourselves in is what was called the postmodern period. And postmodernists, they look at all of the major structures in a society and they say, you know what, we can't trust the doctors. We have to get another opinion. We can't trust the government. Modernity said, look, trust the government, they're going to bring peace. Trust science, they're going to bring leisure. Trust medicine, they're going to bring health. But the promises of the modern period didn't pan out, and that ushered in a postmodernism, which was, we can't trust any of these big monolithic structures. We can't trust the church, we can't trust government. And especially at the end of the Vietnam War, we had all of this disintegration of respect and trust for medicine, education, government, church, all those things. What that has deteriorated into is what's called voluntarism, which means that all real truth comes from me. I volunteer it. It's what I believe that becomes the structure of my worldview. And the emerging generation has two things that they trust, relationship and authenticity. And so when relationship breaks down, as it almost always does between teenagers and parents, I mean, that's not new. That's been right. Happening since they were teenagers and parents. But when relationship breaks down, they don't believe that their parents are being authentic, which is also true and has been true forever. I mean, your kids and my kids have said, Dad, you just don't understand me. You just don't get it. And the problem is that historically, these kids have been still managed by parents who say, look, we're laying down the rules. You don't have to like this.
You got
to
pause that, but I want to pick up there on the other side of the break. I'm going to be your host. Okay. Pastor David Haig joins me. We're going to talk more about millennials and victimhood when we come back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And for those of you on Facebook, hey, remember, is it Monday? Corey Duncan is going to be doing, I think it's Sunday or Monday. Anyway, if you go to his Facebook page, you'll figure it out, because I'm sure he won't let you forget. You know, he's doing a grassroots, not a protest, but just a rally for people that you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of time. But he wants to teach you. He wants to give you a voice. He wants you to stand up for the things that you believe in. And he started doing it a couple of years back when I saw him speak out about what was going on in Baltimore. He is also a God lover, and he just wants you people to live your lives and have the freedom you're supposed to have and not be afraid to speak out. So anyway, it's a great program. Head over to Facebook. It's Corey Duncan. You'll find him. You can't miss him, believe me. What is it? It's Saturday night. Well, if you checked it out on Sunday, you would have missed it. You could have got video. It would have been fine. Anyway, check it out. Get in touch with him. Let me get back to my guest. Pastor David Haig joins me. I love when he's on the show with me. Like I said earlier, and I meant it, he's a straight shooter when it comes to the Word of God. We want to lay things out for you so you understand it. And it is okay to stick up for yourself. It is okay to take a loving stand with and for God. It's okay. Many of you just don't get it. But anyhow, and listen, Pastor Haig, you were saying on the other side that listen, don't you think that my father looked at me many times and said, God, kid, you're going to be in a lot of trouble later on. You've got to get your act together. But I get the you don't understand part. But the thing I think is different, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I think the thing that's different is almost an underlying hate and nastiness that has been built into the last, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 years as the young people have been growing up. And
well, I think what we've lost is an ethical foundation in America. You know, it used to be that even when kids rebelled in their junior high and high school years, parents still said, I don't have to be your friend. I'm going to be your parent. You can't drive. You're grounded. And there was a sense of right and wrong. I think a lot of parents today are absolutely afraid of their children. They're afraid they're going to rebel. They're afraid they're going to go on to drugs. They're afraid they're going to get pregnant. They're afraid of all these things. And so they mollycoddle them. And pretty soon, you know, you've got child-centered parenting instead of ethical parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving the kids all the freedom that they can, that they want, and then some. And when they cross the line, you don't have any standard, you don't have any discipline to bring to them. We see it all the time in the church. We see it all the time in the society. But I think there's a bigger problem here. I think when you take God out of the schools, when you take the idea of the supernatural, that there is right and wrong, and there's a standard by which to measure it, when you take that out of society, as it's been slowly oozing away, you also lose a complete respect for authority. Because, see, if there's really, if everything is up to me, it's called voluntarism. If meaning starts with what I think is right, what offends me and what doesn't, what I think is good, if that's where meaning starts, then suddenly anybody else trying to tell me what is right, well, that's a power play. They're trying to subjugate me. They're trying to put me down. And I think we see a lot of that at an earlier age than we ever have amongst our teenagers, even junior highers.
Yeah, no, I think you're right on. I hear these kids, well, you know what my position is in a school district, and you hear some of the things that the kids are saying, you see what they're writing, and you're exactly right. We kind of joke sometimes, these kids know what their rights are long before they even know how to add 2 + 2. It's just amazing to me.
And the problem is, without a real value system, without a solid ethical system that there's right and wrong, we all know ultimately that kind of thinking devolves into despair. And so you've got kids that are eating Tide balls and jumping off bridges and doing this, you know, dare to cut out your tongue things that are, I mean, we're watching a generation after generation after generation enter into supposed adulthood without any meaning in life. Life is meaningless. There's no purpose to it. There's no satisfaction. So they try all these different things, but they, you know, drug addicts hate themselves. Alcoholics hate themselves. Kids run away. Life is horrible. And it's because we've not given our young people a sense of right and wrong, a sense of discipline, a sense of life can be satisfying. Now, for you and I, Joe, that starts with recognizing that we were created by an almighty God for a purpose to glorify him. And when he's most glorified in our lives, we're going to be most satisfied in this life. But as we suck that out, as it becomes absolutely, you know, it's radical now. It's thought to be radical if you believe in a supernatural God. And so, you know, little by little, we're losing our way in the society. And it's sad, but I have hope because I believe that God's still in control. And I think the gospel is still the light that is going to shine in people's lives.
Well, you know, I love these people who believe in angels. I think you and I have had this discussion, but I always say to them, so you think I'm a little off because I believe in a God that you can't feel, touch, hug, whatever, and it's just stuff that's in that book that you read, but you believe in angels, okay? You believe in things you can't touch, and once in a while you say you see one. Please don't call me when you do to come over. But, you know, when you talk about this stuff, so I'm the nut job, and I always found that so interesting, and again, it goes back to me, what I believe, what I think. What I believe to be true is true, and you might be off a little bit. That's scary.
See, here's the thing, Joe. You and I have a worldview that is composed of the Bible, and the Bible sets definitions and parameters for what we can and can't believe. Mm-hmm. But if you throw that away and you just say, "I believe in angels," or "I believe in fairies," or "I believe in visions," or then you get to concoct your own standards. Mm-hmm. The problem with Christianity for most people is that it circumscribes what their life can be and what it can't be. There are rules. If you love Jesus, you're going to live a certain way because you know that pleases him. But if I make it my own my own religion, this angel came to me, and it invariably is self-driven. It's that this angel's here for me. And I will tell you that some people are trying to do that with our God. It's called moralistic therapeutic deism. That deism means there's God out there, but he doesn't make any demands on me. He's just there to help me be a moral person like a therapist is. And this whole idea of Jesus or any God, just he's there to help me. You know, I meditate, I call on him when I need him. Again, it makes God a life coach instead of the master that you and I know him to be.
Yeah. Well,
our kids are missing out.
Oh, yeah. I love these people who will say, adults, who will tell me, look, God wants me to be happy. And would I be happy if I wasn't able to do this or if I wasn't able to do that? I go, look, it's not about your happiness. First of all, it talks about the joy of the Lord, not your fleeting happy moment. And the rules are in place so you can be healthy, you can truly be joyous, and so you can truly live a decent life with your wife and your family.
Right. And I think in some ways Christianity, we've undersold the truth. A lot of churches are actually trying to make people happy. They're just trying to say, come, we're going to help you make better decisions, be a better dad, be a better wife, be a better mom, be a better businessman. Just be happy, be happy. And unfortunately, in order to do that, churches have stopped talking about the root problem. That is that you have broken God's law. You're a sinner. You're in need of rescue. If the trajectory of your life doesn't change, you're going to stand before the Almighty and be judged for the criminal acts you have committed against the court of heaven. You see, that's the hole in the gospel. The hole in gospel is the bad news. The bad news is makes the good news good. The bad news is that we're broken. The good news is that God will fix us through faith. But if we throw out God, then there's no fix.
Yeah, but you gotta want to, too. You have to want to make an honest effort to change. You have to want to allow God to set your foot, set the order of your steps. A lot of people don't want to. They want to feel good, from 9 to 10 o'clock on Sunday morning?
Right. I think, my understanding of the gospel is that the Spirit of God rides in on the gospel, and he does two things. Number one, he opens our eyes to our sin. And if your listeners have ever experienced that, they know what I'm talking about. You get to the place where you say, you know what? I am not a good person. I am a broken person. In fact, the Bible says I'm dead, spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. I don't just need some help. I need new life. I need to be, brought back to life. So the Spirit opens our eyes to our sins, and we don't like it. We want to run away from it. Then he also opens our eyes to the beauties of forgiveness in Christ, full forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We're freed from guilt. We're freed from shame. We're freed from bondage to sin. It doesn't mean we don't still sin it, but it means that we now understand that sin is wrong and we turn from it. So turning from it is repentance. Turning to Christ is faith. Yeah, he makes us willing by showing us just how broken we are.
All right, Pastor, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Listen to Real Side more on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Oh, come on, this is a happy song, people. Right? Is it Sing a Song by Earth, Wind, and Fire? Oh, you're too young for this, Kenny. Yeah. When you're down and out. No, when you're at the roller rink on Friday night, you can... Oh, God, I did it again, didn't I? I called up my aide, and she's over there laughing at me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always... You can stop laughing now. Wasn't that funny? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, and I know your time is precious and you hang in. Some of you hang in all 3 hours and you hang in the chat room, and I do appreciate that very much. I really do. Let me bring my guest on. Pastor David Haig joins me. I'm going to have him on much more. There's so much going on in the world. There's so much more the need for God, for us to understand where God fits in our lives, and for you Christian guys out there, for you to take your place in your communities, in your families, with your wives. I mean, God, step up. It's time to reset and step up, please. So, Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
You know, so let's hit the... You know, you wrote a piece. I love your blog, or whatever you want to call it. I call it a blog because that's how it rolls. HaigThought.com. So if you guys want to check out his blog, but wait till after this show, right? Listen to this, HaigThought.com. And you wrote a piece called "The Cult of Victimhood" and
right.
"A Minority Rule." And you know, I read through it, And that's kind of some of the things that we talk about on the show on a regular basis. And this term victimhood, it's almost today, it's almost like a disease that everybody's got it. Anytime something goes wrong and you don't feel right about something, you've been victimized. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But the reason everybody's into it is because it has suddenly become a position of power. That if you do something, Joe, if you do something to me, let's say that I have a personal set of pronouns that I want you to use. If you don't use those, you've now victimized me. Or if you have said something to me that I think is a microaggression, you have offended me. And suddenly being offended, it used to be that if somebody was offended, we just tell them, look, get over it. This is a world that is not perfect, and you're going to get bumps and bruises, grow up. But now, if you get offended, suddenly you have power. You are in a position to tell somebody else and to bring societal pressure against them for daring to offend you. Now, there are some people who are truly victims, and I just want to make sure the people listening and you understand, yeah, there are people who have been hurt and criminally offended and victimized by disease and by crime and, you know, by abuse. And the problem with this new kind of victimhood is it really kind of it denigrates what real victimhood is. So if suddenly, you know, if somebody decides that they look like a man and they were born with male DNA and then they want to be a woman and they insist that I call them she, you know, what they're asking is that I enter into their lie, that they've created an alternative reality, which in fact is erroneous. And now they're asking me to enter into the lie. Well, as a man of God, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to tell somebody that I think you're a woman when I know they're a man. But if I do that, then suddenly I've offended them to the place almost, in some places, where it's almost becoming illegal to do that. On certain universities, in certain old folks' homes, you can get charged for not entering into somebody's lying reality.
Yeah, and it is interesting. And you know, I joke about this on the show where I say, look, people make fun of guys like you and I because we believe in this God, and so we don't believe in science. But yet, when it comes to the transgender movement, it goes 180 degrees against biology. And when you bring that up to them, they get mad at you.
Well, I've said for a few years now, the only minority that you can pick on and not get in trouble is Christianity. You can't pick on Islam. You can't pick on Judaism. You can't pick on Shintoism. You can't Taoism, any of those. You can't pick on them. You can't pick on any race except for white men. You can't pick on, you know, any business except for clergymen. So the fact is there are some groups that you can pick on and not get away with it, And Christianity is the biggest one of those. And we all know that.
You know what? And I'm not trying to drag you into a nasty conversation, but I always say the same thing. We're called to forgive. Really forgive, not retaliate. And I think that's
right.
you know, if people would realize that, if they really would understand it, and I think that's why they get away with so much with us. You know, I find myself chewing my tongue more and more, too, sometimes.
Well, I do think we have to be fair and say that there are a sizable number of Christians who don't live out the ethic of Christ.
Right.
That there are Christians who are beating people. I was at the gym the other day. I go a lot, and there was a young lady who is in the motion picture industry, and I don't know her well, but she's there every morning at 6 o'clock like I am, and she came up to me and she said, David, I was down at Hollywood and Vine and shooting a commercial, and there were these three Christians standing there yelling at us, saying Marilyn Monroe is burning in hell and Robin Williams is burning in hell and you guys are all going to hell because you're in the movie industry. And she said, her name was Angie, she said, I could only think, what would David say about this? Because in the gym, I'm known as, you know, I'm the God guy. I'm everybody's pocket pastor. So here's what I told her. I said, if we are truly followers of Christ, it's going to make us better people. Okay? And that's a huge thing. It's going to make us people who look at others and say, wait a minute, I want so much for you to love Jesus too. I want you to understand your own brokenness, your own need of rescue. that I understand the joy of delighting in Christ and being forgiven by him and the grace of God is making me into a new person. I tell our people here all the time that if we're talking to somebody about following Christ, here's what they're thinking. They're thinking, okay, if I follow your Jesus, I'm going to become like you. That's what they think. And so if we are mean-spirited, if we are reactive, if we are not winsome, we can be courageous. We still have to be winsome. And I think it's time for Christ followers to actually follow Christ in dealing with conflict and dealing with those that disagree with us.
You know, it's funny when I talk to people, even other brothers in Christ, you know, I'm working with some men, and I always say the same thing. They come at me sometimes, they say, you're a little on the hard side. I said, look, we all have our place in the body. Well, you know, we're not all knees, we're all not all feet. Jesus had the moment when he was tearing up the temple. And he had the moment where he was hugging the kids. And he had the moment where he was forgiving people and raising people from the dead. It is not a one-size, a one-way fits all. We all have our place, and you have to be willing to take that place.
But I would tell you, Joe, that even when Jesus was cleansing the temple, he was doing it, his motive was love.
Yes.
See,
yes.
If you're turning tables over and your motive is hate,
right,
that's wrong. If you're turning tables over because you love these people and you don't want them to be offending a holy God by changing money in his house, that's love. And I would tell you, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in the Bible, and it talks about homosexuals, and it talks about those who are involved in perverted sexuality, and it says such people will not enter the kingdom of God, that's not condemnation. That's not judgmental attitude. That's love. God is telling us, look, if you're going to persist in this, here's what happens. It's just like a father to his son. Son, if you keep living this way, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be punished. That's why, and I love you too much to let you continue doing that. And so I would say, in your position and mine, where we have to speak the truth, we have to do it, though, out of a motive for love. I want these people to change so that God will bring them safely into his kingdom rather than have to justly punish their sin.
But if you won't let your kids, you know, do what they want to do and experience the world and maybe eat a Tide Pod, I don't know. I mean, you don't really love them because you don't want them to be happy. You don't want them to express themselves. I hear that all the time. It makes me crazy.
Well, that's just such a foolish perspective, because no parent in their right mind is going to allow a kid to eat just the candy, just the cotton candy, and drink the pop and eat the whipped cream. They're going to say no. I'm not going to give you just what you like for the moment. I'm going to give you what your body needs to be strong and healthy as you grow. And so you're going to eat your vegetables, and you're going to take your vitamins, and you're going to eat your protein, and we're going to limit the sugar. Why? Not because we hate you, but because we love you. But as Hebrews 12 says, to a child, all discipline seems harsh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my dad would discipline me, it seemed like he didn't love me. But actually, now that I'm a dad, I know my dad loved me so much that he didn't want me to turn out to be a numbskull, as he used to say. He wanted to discipline the way I talked, the way I looked, the way I walked, the way I thought. He wanted to give me a sense of discernment, and he did. And I passed it on to my kids, and I think we're better off for it.
Well, we only have a minute, but you have grandchildren, I have grandchildren, we both have children, and I always say the same thing. It is tough, you know, when you love your kids, it is tougher to make those decisions to keep things away from them or to train them. It takes a lot more to do that than it does just to give in to them. So, anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, and I'm sure you've had this too, but my son is 29, and when he was between 12 and 17, every Monday and Wednesday night, I drove him to soccer practice 45 minutes away, watched him practice, drove home. We had some good talks, and there were some times when he just grunted, you know, as teenagers do. But when he was 22, married, he called me, and he said, Dad, I just want you to know, I remember the things we talked about, and I want to thank you.
You got to get cut off, and I know what he's going to say. And we'll have you back on next week, because these are the things we need to hear more about. Pastor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.
We'll be back.